What used to be called the Carolus Festival is now known as the Brussels Renaissance Festival. The big Omahong procession and reenactment in Grand Place will not be going forward this year because of coronavirus regulations, but the rest of the festival kicks off this week. We talked to the director of the Kautenberg Palace, which is hosting some of the events.
So my name is Frédéric Honoré, and I'm the director of the Kautenberg Palace.
So what used to be called the Carolus Festival is now called the Brussels Renaissance Festival. Why the name change?
It was more easy for the audience to know, to understand what the festival is about. It's about heritage, it's about history, it's about the Renaissance period. And the change of name was an evidence to us, to the participants.
Kautenberg is hosting the festival's most family-oriented events, and one of them is a murder mystery game with ghosts in underground caverns. Tell me that this isn't too scary.
You have to dare to plunge yourself in the undergrounds of the former palace of Brussels. Yeah, it sounds scary. Yeah, it's for children, but it's more for children from 12 years old. I mean, for younger children, it's not so easy to understand and what is about and to collect the clues and to understand the full Cluedo and murder party way of doing. So it's more for, teenagers and adults. Really having fun doing that sort of murder mystery party. It's a sort of live Cluedo with a surrounding, which is, it's the Kautenberg Palace. It's the undergrounds of under the Place Royale, which is, it's pretty new, I think, to organize that sort of murder party in an heritage surrounding and with an historical story. I mean, it's based on real intrigue and real story. So, I think it's a quite original activity.
The Kautenberg, in fact, has always been a key organizer of this festival, of the summer festival. Can you tell me a bit about the Kautenberg in general? Because it seems to fulfill that goal of introducing people to the Renaissance period kind of year round. What can you see and learn there?
The Kautenberg Palace was so it's on the Mont des Arts Künzberg now, but it has always been the location for the power. So kings and people in charge of the city of Brussels, of the territory, were living in that Kautenberg Palace. And the peak of its fame was in the Renaissance period. And now it's the remains of this palace that you can see and visit. So Brussels have changed a lot through the ages. So it's now only the remains. It's now underground. And you can see the chapel. You can see the main building, some parts of the main building, which are now cellars. You can see remains of the Aula Magna. So it was the largest and the most prestigious building in Brussels of that in that time, in the Renaissance period. So guests like Charles V, Philip the Good, and all those important people of the time have lived in the Kautenberg Palace. So this is why it's really important to be part of this festival.
And those ghosts in the murder mystery game, they were guests at the Kautenberg Palace, and then somebody died, and now they've all come back in the cellars to help you solve the mystery. Is that how that works?
Definitely. So the people are based on the real people of the 16th century. Some have really lived, some are some creations. So the game is a sort of live Cluedo, and you have to look for clues, you have to question the people, the ghosts themselves, if you dare to find out what has happened 500 years ago. So it's a sort of court case you have to solve. And to solve it, you have to do your own inquiry.
Kaldenberg is also hosting the WOW Weekend. What happens then?
So the WOW Weekend is for younger children and their families. So it's for children from 4 years old to 12 in the site itself. So in the remains of the former Palace of Brussels, you can discover some WOW chests. And each WOW chest is an activity to discover a piece of the history of the site, or about the archaeology, or the items discovered. So each chest is a game, but also a way of learn something. It's also a funny way to discover the history and the heritage of the Kaldenberg Palace.
And are these events hosted by Kaldenberg open to English speakers?
Both the murder mystery game and the WOW Weekend is also in English. So we do our best to do it in a lot of different languages, also in Spanish. So English is for sure, and Spanish depends on which activity you want to conduct. But we do our best to welcome English speakers, visitors, and foreign visitors and expat visitors, to let them learn about our common past, because Kaldenberg Palace is also a piece of the European history.